I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The chest disease asthma is becoming more common. It can lead to life-threatening breathing difficulties when the airways constrict and the lungs overproduce mucus. This is often an allergic reaction that can be worsened by air pollution. But our understanding of what's actually going on in an asthmatic lung to cause the condition is still quite limited. But now, for the first time, scientists at the Sanger Institute near Cambridge have used a new technique to document and examine every single cell in lung samples from both healthy and asthmatic patients to discover what's changing when a person develops asthma. Felipe Vieira Braga.
Just in UK, you have around 5 million people suffering from asthma. A lot of people do not respond to the current treatments available. So we really need to develop better ways to treat people, and that's how our work started.
I guess in order to treat people properly, you need to know what you're treating, and therefore you need to know the mechanism that causes a disease.
Exactly. We try to understand what is wrong with people that have asthma, what happens on their lungs. And then if we know exactly how things are wrong there, we can actually try to help them out and fix that.
People, though, have been trying to understand asthma for decades. We know that people tend to react in an allergic way to things. We know that when they are encountering those things, their airways narrow. We know that they cough up more phlegm. So we know a bit about it. So what was your approach that was different then?
We use a new technology that allows us to look at individual cells in a resolution that was never possible before.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean as in you get lung tissue and study cells at the individual cell level in bits of lung?
Exactly. We had volunteers. They would go to the hospital. We would have a small biopsy. And we would look which genes were active in each single cell that was present in this biopsy.
And what did that tell you?
That told us that in asthma, some cells that do not exist or they barely exist in the healthy lungs appear and they become the center of the attention.
And what are these cells?
When people have asthma, they cough a lot and they have trouble breathing. And one of the reasons is because they have a lot of mucus on their lungs. One cell type that's actually responsible for producing this mucus, that's like central to the disease.
And you're saying that the numbers of those cells increase in the asthmatic lung?
Yeah, these cells, they become from non-existent to basically dominating all the cells that exist on your lungs.
And what about the immune system? Because we know asthma is broadly an allergic disease, and therefore it has to be driven by the immune system. Do you have the opportunity with these experiments to probe what the immune system may or may not be doing in an asthmatic lung?
Yeah, definitely. And the most striking difference, so you have this specific cell that's called a T cell. And what happens is these cells expand their numbers in the lungs. Basically, they start talking to all the other cells. And while in the healthy situation, the other cells normally talk amongst each other. But the moment that they see these specific immune cells, they stop talking to each other and they all communicate with the immune cells. So it basically becomes the center of the attention.
And do you think that it's that conversation with these unusual immune cells that is what transforms these cells or increases the number of these mucus-producing cells? So you've got a sort of positive feedback loop going on. So you've got some inflammation, you get these unusual immune cells, they subvert and hijack the conversation and then make these mucus-producing cells appear.
Yeah, so we have some indications that might be the case. We are trying now to understand how this actually happened, but our data suggests that this communication is one of the factors driving these differences on the cells that produce mucus.
You began talking to me by saying that part of the motivation for doing this work is to understand the mechanism of asthma better so that you can develop better therapies. So based on what you've discovered, the fact that you've got these immune cells coming in, they seem to cause these secondary changes and change the way that cells interact in the lung of an asthmatic. Does the work that you've done here actually move us towards either better ways to prevent or manage asthma for people who suffer with it?
We really hope that this study is going to be helpful in the future for anyone that's trying to develop new drugs, because now they actually have a resource to know if the drug that they are trying to develop is actually going to affect one of these important cells that actually are different in asthma or not. So this is going to be really important for any future drug development in asthma.
Excellent news. That was Felipe Vieira Braga, and his study has just come out in the journal Nature Medicine.